Okay, we're going to talk about how to develop our interests, skills, all those kind of things into hobbies, and then we're going to have how that affects you and how we can make money out of it, how we can change our world, different things like that. Okay, as we go along, there will be some participation, so you just let me know as we go along if you need to say anything. All right, so we're going to start off with, oh no, it's off the internet. Hold on 1 second, I had it all set up. Okay. Okay, we're going to start out with this first video here. Hopefully. Okay, hold on 1 second. So sorry.
In the parable of the talents, Christ wants you to...
Okay, here we go. Can you see it now?
Yes.
All right, let's get started. Okay.
In the parable of the talent...
Okay, and I have no sound, so I'm going to put my mic to it. Here we go.
Christ wants you to identify what God has given you.
Can you guys hear that?
And to take it and make more of it. And to multiply it. And that is across the board, including financially. God does not want you to be sitting still. That is a fact, and I'll prove it to you. All of us need to read Genesis 12 and the story of Abram. And that applies especially to men, but applies to women too. Get off your tail, leave your father's home, and go on an adventure.
Okay, so what did he just teach there? Somebody sum it up for me.
Go on an adventure.
Go on an adventure, okay? All right, should we be just sitting at home doing nothing?
No.
No. But some boredom is really, really good. Okay, here we go. We're going to go to the next spot here. Okay, so I want you guys to think about this. You don't have to write it down. You can flip out your phones. You can do whatever you need to. But I want you to think of the things that just come off the top of your head. Your hobbies, talents and gifts, skills, interests. I have a couple of them down there. Take just a second. Write those things down. Things that you think are like your top five. Okay? Things that like would define you as a person. Like if somebody came up to you and said, hey, Levi, what do you do? This would be something you would say to that person. Okay? All right? Go ahead and take a couple of seconds to do that. I'm going to give you 1 minute. Set a timer for 1 minute. If you have questions, let me know, or if you need some help with it. Seconds left. Ten. Okay, we're all done. Okay, does somebody want to raise their hand and be brave and tell me a couple of the things that they put down? Just two things. Oh, back here? Crocheting and swimming, okay?
Soccer and doing my nails.
Soccer and doing your nails. Oof, the nail thing is fun. Do you do like really fun designs? Okay. Oh, gel nails? I do too.
Dancing and singing.
Dancing and singing, okay?
I forgot.
That's okay.
Go to him real quick.
Okay.
Reading and learning.
Learning. I love it.
Okay, I got it.
Singing and tumbling.
Singing and tumbling.
I'm hunting and electrical engineering.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome.
Reading and crafting.
Riding
horses and reading.
Riding horses and reading?
Climbing and drawing.
Oh, I love it. Reading and playing board games? Art?
I and swimming.
And swimming?
Movie making and sports.
Movie making and sports? I like to make movies too. It's so fun.
Aerial silks and the piano.
Aerial silks and the piano?
Acting and writing.
Acting and writing?
You're fired.
You're just in the firing lane here. You know, you got to be careful when you get too
piano.
Close. Piano? I love it. Okay.
Drawing and animals.
Drawing and animals.
Basketball and reading.
Basketball and reading. Anybody else have?
Violin and soccer.
Violin and soccer. Sewing.
Riding dirt bikes and
electrical. And electrical. Both. Are you guys brothers? So do you guys do some electrical engineering at your house?
I actually taught them all they know about electrical.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
Soccer.
Soccer. Anybody else over here?
Sports.
All of them. All of it?
Mountain biking and gaming.
Mountain biking and gaming and what else?
Baking.
Baking. What do you like to bake?
More cakes and cookies.
Oh.
Tumbling.
Tumbling. Okay, that's a cool, like parkour or like tumbling? Tumbling?
Camping.
Camping. That's a good one.
I like to climb trees.
Climb trees. That's good. Anybody else want to say anything? Okay. All right. We're going to come back to all of those in just a little bit. Okay, so I'm going to put in a little bit of a note here before we get going, okay? Are all of you homeschooled? Yeah. Everybody is? Okay? As a homeschooler, your extra time is a gift. Now, some of you might say, my mom's got me on curriculum all day long, okay? I don't have any extra time. Okay, fine. But most of you have pockets of time where you get to say, what am I going to do with my time, right? You guys all know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. Okay, and your parents are just like, find something to do, right?
No, yes, no, I do. Yes,
just like that too. Sometimes it's even meaner, all right? But how you use this extra time, will you work hard and earn an advantage or will you squander it? It's a gift. Okay, and we're gonna talk about how you're going to use that extra time, okay? Here we go. So we're gonna start with interests, all right? Now, how many of you guys get like really bored? Like where you're like, I don't know what to do anymore. Really bored? All of you guys? This is great. I love boredom because it's our brain's way of telling us creation is on the way, okay? To find out what you are interested in as a team. Also, here's the other thing too. How many of you guys, I'm sure a lot of you guys have tons of things that you're involved in too, right? Who's involved in a lot of stuff? How many of you guys get sick of doing some of those things after a while? Ooh, what? Okay, now, As a parent, I'm gonna give you one advice, and as a past, no, I'm a, what was I? I used to be a teen. Yeah, previous, that's it. As a previous teen, I'm gonna give you both advices, okay? As a parent, I'm gonna tell you that your parents are going to put you in things that maybe you don't like sometimes, okay? And I'm gonna tell you that you need to trust them sometimes because they have more wisdom than you. Can you guys do that for me for just a little bit? Like, let's say it's piano and you don't like it, all right? For instance, I'm just going to embarrass my daughter a little bit. My daughter is like a prodigy at the piano. She's so good at it. I've taught her since she was really little. She's so good. But for the past 2 years, she hasn't practiced or played. Okay? Doesn't do it very much. She'll sit down and she'll learn a concert piece and then like kick it out, but she hardly does it. But do you know what I tell her about once a week? Anybody? Does anybody know?
Practice.
What do I say? I don't say practice. I say, you know what? God has given you a gift. You were so amazing at that piano, you need to sit down. And you know what she'll end up doing? She'll end up sitting down and learning something, like a little bit. But it's not her thing right now. So sometimes you get sick of stuff, right? And that's okay. Sometimes you need to trust your parents. And sometimes you say, you know what? I have other interests, and I only have this amount of time. I'm going to explore, okay? All right, but to actively explore new experiences, such as volunteering, hobbies, or clubs, without the pressure of immediate mastery, okay? So when we're exploring our interests, does any of you sometimes like, I gotta be perfect at it right now? Yeah?
Yes.
We got some perfectionists in the room? Okay, and you sit down. Okay, here's the one thing. I learned how to play the guitar within like the last 5 years, okay? And I won't say I'm really great at it, okay? But I'm okay. I can play it. But at the very beginning, literally, I tried to start playing when I was in high school, and I was really bad. Couldn't get the F chord. The F chord was my nemesis. And I stopped playing. Stopped. Okay? Never came back to it until I was an adult. And instead of just going at the guitar, I started playing the ukulele. and then I played the guitar, okay? But it took a long time, but I stopped because I was like, this is not for me. I'm no good at it. Okay, but we're going to talk about that later. Keep a journal. Test different fields like art, science. Reflect on what activities excite you or make you feel meaningful. Right now, just two people. Tell me something that you're like, oh my gosh, I would give my right foot if I could do that. And I hope it's not soccer because then you can't give your foot. I know, that was so funny, huh? Okay, two people. Tell me one thing that you're like, I would love to explore that passion if I had more time.
Meteorology, when it's storm, tornado chasing.
Tornado chasing? Have you watched the movies?
No,
are you sure?
I'm not 13. I am studying meteorology.
Okay, all right. When you're old enough, you got to watch Twister, and then you got to make your choice whether that's okay or not. I'm from Tornado Alley.
I'm saying that I got to watch it before
I choose. Yeah, you got to watch that before you choose that. But that's an interesting thing. Like, that's what you would want to do. Why do you want to do that?
Tornadoes are cool.
I like it.
Hurricanes.
Oh, and hurricanes too? To chase hurricanes? What are these people that are storm chasers? Well, that was only two. Okay? So if they wanted to do that, right, they're going to have to start spending some time in that area. We'll talk about that in a second. All right. So to find out what you're interested in as a teen, you got to experiment widely. Okay? So I've got some people in here that are pretty talented, I'm sure, right? Yeah? Put your hand up if you think you're pretty talented. Yeah? Okay. I love the self-confidence. So good. Okay? What if you are good at something you've never even tried yet because you're so tunnel visioned? Have you guys ever thought about branching out a little bit?
Nope.
Who said that? Avery. I am her voice instructor, and I make her branch out all the time. Okay? All right. So, anybody else? Anybody else? No? Anybody else want to branch out? Hold on, Ben. What would be one thing that you're like, that's totally out of my comfort zone, but I want to do it?
Write a movie?
Oh my goodness, that would be so much fun, right? Okay, one more. Skydiving. Who are all these adventurers? You guys, I'm not like this. I'm not the tornado chaser or the skydiver. And if you ask me to go to a safari in Africa, I'm gonna say no too. Okay? All right. Okay, right here. Reflect on the past. Okay? Things that you might have been good at, what you love to do as a child. What's one thing that you're like, oh my gosh, I love doing that?
Tap dancing?
Oh yeah, she has asked me, but I haven't been able to find a class yet. Dance? You'd love to do it again? Okay, anybody else? Uh-huh. What is it?
Theater
and soccer. So you're not doing it right now, but you really loved it when you were a kid. Or you're doing it right now. What is something you're not doing right now that you're like, oh, I remember I really liked that. Donut. Okay. Yes. Gym. Okay.
Throwing things at roosters.
That, you know what? I'm just going to put this out there. He might have, like, a few years ago, that might have been a total, like, outlandish interest. But you could have a YouTube channel now. Okay? I'm just saying. All right, here's another one. Ready? Okay, step out. We already talked about stepping out of your comfort zone. Consume content. I know most of your parents are probably like, don't tell them to consume content. Get them off their phones. But do you know how I find some things that I'm like total out of my comfort zone and stuff? Is I watch other people do it and I'm like, that one's going to be fun. Right? Have you guys watched anything on Instagram or YouTube or something like that where you're like, oh, I want to try that? Okay? Right here. Food things? I find food things all the time. In fact, I don't know what I'm stepping into, but I find stuff all the time. I probably have like an entire bank of recipes that I'll never be able to make. You know what I'm saying? What's the last thing you saw that you're like, I want to try that?
And then you put chocolate on it.
That sounds awesome.
Uh-huh.
Blacksmithing? That would be so cool. And so you've watched some videos on that?
Surfing?
Oh my goodness. They're putting in a new surf community down in Utah, just so you know. Uh-huh.
Parkour?
Oh, my son does parkour.
Wood carving.
Wood carving? Oh, these are great things. So you guys can see other people do stuff. And then here's the biggest one. Talk to people who love you. All right? Go to your parents, go to your siblings, go to your friends, go to people who know you and say, what do you think I'm really good at? What do you think that I should try next, right? And they'll give you some ideas, all right? Okay, don't rush it either. Remember my guitar story? I almost let it drop off the cliff. And that would have been a sad day because now I love playing the guitar. But don't rush it. Allow it to just happen, okay? Which we'll talk about that too. All right, we're going to talk about some skills versus talent. Okay, these videos, I don't like that I don't have sound. But let me see if I can make this. Let me see if I got one on this too. Hello? Oh, all right, here we go.
Developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft. There's no easy way around it. No matter how talented you are, your talent is going to fail you if you're not skilled.
Okay, so what was his premise there?
You need to have skill.
So if you have talent but you don't work at it, guess what's going to happen? Nothing. Okay, all right. So we're going to talk about this because I have a kid who is super naturally talented at a lot of stuff, okay? I won't say his name. He's in the room. Okay? He's really naturally talented at a lot of things, okay? But I have talked to him till I'm blue in the face. I know he's right there. I'm just kidding. But I've talked to him till I'm blue in the face about something, and it is this. A lot of times people who are naturally talented end up on the bottom of the pack. Do you guys know why? Anybody got an idea? That's right. For so long, they're so above the pack because they're naturally talented, right? And then guess what happens? Those people who have been grinding, right? Working their way up the top, that work ethic puts them at the top. And the people who are naturally talented hits walls and they're like, oh, it was hard. I'm done. God does not want me to do that anymore. I'm done. Right? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Because everybody's naturally talented at some things or have to work at other things. I encourage you when you hit those walls, if you're naturally talented at something, the thing that's going to push you up to the top, the thing that's going to help you be most successful in life, the thing that's going to teach you discipline is to kick that wall down. And you know how you kick that wall down? How?
You work hard.
There's a lot of practice involved. There's a lot of working hard. There's a lot of tears. Okay? You guys all know, if you haven't shed a tear over talent, you haven't worked hard enough. All right? So, skills, we're going to talk about the difference between these two things. Skills are learned or developed. Okay? Talents are natural. They're like a God-given gift. Okay? Skills, it's the expertise to do a task well. Okay? So like if you're really great at, if you have a skill of writing, it means that you could do that well if I asked you to write an essay or a book or something like that. A talent is the inherent ability to do something. So somebody, I'll go through this. Anybody can possess through learning skills, right? Just work at it, learn it. Talents, few people can possess them. Skills requires development. This one requires you to recognize them within yourself. Skills, training. Talents need coaching. Skills require effort, and talents seem effortless. Okay, here's my example that I give to people all the time, okay? I play the piano. I'm a pretty good piano player, all right? But I'm not the best. You know who one of my crazy awesome people, I've been to their concert several times, the piano guys, John Schmidt, he's great, okay? Now, there are people who could work that talent year after year after year after year, would they be as good as John Schmidt? Be able to write music the way he does, see it, play their hands backwards, stuff like that. You guys know who I'm talking about?
What, no?
The piano guys? Yes? Okay, thank you. They've been on like the pyramids and stuff like that. Anyways, all right. He possesses what?
Talent.
A talent that he develops skills in, right? Like it's the culmination of both of them, right? Okay, let's think of something different. Let's see. Give me something that you guys think is your talent or a skill that you've developed. Give me one. Uh-huh.
Breakdancing.
What is it?
Breakdancing.
You're good at breakdancing? Like it's a talent?
I'm getting a good skill and talent.
A good skill. So you're working at it, or is it something that you're like, I have woke up doing the moonwalk?
I've been working on it.
Working on it? I don't even know if the moonwalk is breakdancing, you guys.
It is not.
I know. Give me a term. What's the one where you like roll around on your back? The turtle. I'm going to call it the turtle. Okay. All right. Anyways,
Dancing.
Is it a talent or a skill for you?
I feel like it's a mixture of a little bit of talent, but mainly like a little bit of skill.
Okay, awesome. Yes.
Tumbling.
And
silks.
Totally. This girl, when she was a toddler, you know what I called her? Simone Biles. She had a natural aptitude to tumbling. She is way ahead of her in her class, but guess what? When she wasn't working on it, could she do a back handspring?
No.
No. She had a natural aptitude for it, but unless she worked at it, not there.
Math.
Okay, this is great. So, is it a talent or is it something you've worked out?
It's originally talent, but I've been working to cultivate it as a skill for the past my entire life.
I love it. That's so good.
Swimming.
Talent. Skill. Okay.
Like climbing with rocks.
Okay. Talent or skill?
Talent.
Yeah, something that you've just always done. Like you've woke up like I'm gonna climb everything in my house, and my parents are gonna hate me.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Now, I'm going to ask another question. Okay? How many of you, I want you to think in your brain, how many of you have had a wall in that talent or in something that you, I know, right? Or something that you actually probably weren't talented at, and then you put the work in? I want to hear a story.
Oh. So, my dad and my sister have been playing guitar.
Okay.
Ever.
For sure.
And they're both really, they're natural at it, but they also like play for years and years.
Totally. There's still a B5 chord that Avery can hit that I can't hit that I'm like, why can't I do that? Uh-huh.
And so one year I was like, well, I really want to learn to play the guitar.
Yeah.
And so I picked up the guitar and I got into lessons and I started playing. And I learned the hard way that I was not natural at it. Like my dad and my sister. And so I got it eventually, but it took like a lot of hard work to figure out.
Yeah.
Strumming patterns were my most difficulty, and it took like a whole year of just like setting the guitar down. I didn't even pick up another one.
Yeah.
And then I started playing again, and I finally got it, and now I can play guitar.
I love it, and she's really good at it too. Really good at it. Okay, hold on. We're gonna keep moving on because I have a lot more to cover. But do you guys see where this is going? You hit those walls, kick past the walls. This is something that will help you in your adult life, in all stages of your life. But in your adult life, it will literally set you apart from the pack if you can do this. Okay? All right. So I'm going to go past that one. All right. So now that we've done our interests, we've done our skills and our talents, and we've kind of done that registry in our head. Okay? Hobbies. Now, I want to set something to this because do you guys ever get sick of your parents coming down and be like, you should do this. I'm going to sign up for this. I'm going to do this. You guys, listen, I do it to my kids too, so I'm making fun of myself here, all right? Does anybody like get tired of that? You get tired of just doing things? Okay, but I'm going to reprimand you all. You know why? I know you trusted me. You shook your head. You thought I was on your side. But this is the only time in your life. Look at me in the eyes. Everybody, right here. Right here. This is the only time in your life that you get to devote so selfishly to yourself. Huh? You didn't see that coming, did you? Uh-uh. Okay? This is the only time, and your parents know it, that you get to say, I want to do amazing things, and I have time for it, and I'm going to develop all those things. So when I'm an adult, I don't have to be like, oh, I'd really love to do that, but I have no more time anymore. Does that make sense? You guys got me? Okay, will you be nice to them when they ask you to do stuff? Yes, no, maybe so? I am not seeing head shaking.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Great. Okay, but I want to preface this, okay? A hobby is a fun, okay? Regular, what does regular mean? Happens frequently, okay? We don't just pick up the guitar once and we're like, C chord, we're done. Actually, it'd be G if you bent. Okay, activity done during leisure time. It's not part of your school, it's not part of anything like that. For enjoyment, you guys get where I'm coming at? Relaxation, curiosity, okay, rather than for school or chores. It is a personal interest, such as drawing, sports, or collecting, that helps you explore passions, reduce stress, and develop skills outside of structured learning. Okay, do you guys have that? Okay, as a homeschool mom, okay, I have put a lot of my kids' hobbies on the Skylight calendar. Do you guys know what a Skylight calendar is? It's like where it comes up, and I'm like, do this, do this, do this, do this, right? Okay, now, some of that is necessary because we lack discipline when we're young sometimes to do the things that we have to do, right, to practice the what we need to practice. But remember, we want to do hobbies to have fun too, okay? All right, I'm going to go past that one too. I know, I'm so sorry. I have some good ones. But, all right, so key aspects of hobby, they're for enjoyment and play. What one of your hobbies, you're like, every time I get to do that, I'm like, my life is the best. Uh-huh.
Drawing,
you're like, oh, I wish I could do this all day, every day. Yes?
Basketball.
When you go out there and shoot a hoop, you just like, you feel it? Uh-huh. Watercoloring. Oh, I love watercolor.
Legos.
It's
Lego.
Climbing a tree and then drawing.
Love it.
Crocheting.
Reading.
Crocheting.
What? Oh, I love it.
Riding horses.
Reading.
Being with chickens.
Being with chickens?
Yeah.
You and my sister get along. Look at the chicken lady. Okay. Wait. Consistency. While not a job, a hobby is usually done regularly. It's not just something you can do one time. Okay? Skill development. They help children learn new skills, spark curiosity, and build confidence. And a variety. Hobbies can be active, creative, collecting, right? Tons of them. All right. I'm not going to do hers either. All right, so let's go through some of these. As I go through them, if you have a piece of paper, write down one from each category that you're like, I'm gonna go home and I might try that, okay? Here we go, you ready? So this is the creative and artistic, okay? Visual arts, you can see all the ones. Crafts, customization, like nail art, we talked about that. Upcycling clothes. You guys, my niece, my daughter Jade does it now too, but she literally like goes to thrift stores, buys clothes, and remakes them to wear them. It's so cool. The last one she made was this awesome sweatshirt, and then she put in all of these like panels on it, put little cows on it. It was the cutest thing I would have bought it, okay? So fun stuff like that, creating custom stickers, media, photography, filmmaking, stop motion animation. Stop motion animation is one of my favorites, okay? And graphic design. No, just write it down or put it in your head. One thing, write it down, I'm going to the next one. Write one. Did everybody write one thing down? No. Write one thing down in creative and artistic. One thing. Here we go. I know you got one. You got one? You guys all got one? Okay, here we go. Outdoor and active. Okay, put it down. Put it down. Something that you want to do. Adventure, hiking, camping, cycling, rock climbing, wheels, skateboarding, roller skating, BMX biking, nature, bird watching, gardening, geocaching, fitness, yoga, running, boxing, silks, and dancing. Pick one. Just one.
Just one.
Things you want to start pursuing. Mm-hmm. Not in your life right now.
BMX biking.
Ooh, would you like that? Do you already do it?
I did it for a little bit.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. I love it. Okay, you ready? We're going to the next one. Did everybody write one down?
No.
Write it down. Write it down. Pick something in the outdoors. And it doesn't have to be on this list. You guys can pick whatever you want. Okay? Okay, we're moving on. Intellectual and digital. So games, chess, card games, puzzles, speed cubing. Is speed cubing Rubik's cubes?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I've done all four of those games.
All of it? I love it. Okay, technology, coding, building with Legos, stop motion animation, content creation, starting a blog, writing stories, running a thematic social media account. Don't throw things at chickens unless you're not hurting them on social media, all right? Okay. All right. Learning, studying new languages, or researching topics of interest, okay? Remind me to show you my favorite new social media account, okay? After I'm done, I'm going to show it to you. Okay? All right. Okay, does everybody have one written down? Is this like your page? Do you love it?
I've already done all of those except
content. I love it. I love it. Okay, anybody? You got them all down? You got one down?
Okay?
Yep, just if you have more, it's okay. I like the ambitious. All right, specialize in niche. Musical instruments. Okay, pick an instrument. Culinary arts. I love that one. Performance. Collecting. Okay? Any of them? Pick one. Okay, I'm also going to put a plug. I talked about this in my adult class last year. When I plan curriculums for my family in our church, I know all of you might not be a member of the church that I go to, but we have four areas that we focus on for goals. Social, intellectual, physical, and spiritual. So whenever I pick out hobbies and goals and different things like that, I focus on those areas because we want to be well-rounded. So if you said you had all of those, what's your name again? I forgot. I know you're the hatch boy though, right?
Dodge.
Okay, Dodge. You said you had all those intellectual ones. And I know you go outside and do a lot of stuff too. Like your family does a lot of stuff, but right. But when you pick something that makes you more well-rounded. Does that make sense? Okay. There, you might be gifted. Like let's say you are a musician. You can play every instrument known to man. When you start picking new hobbies, you can still do that, but let's pick something outside to make you more well-rounded. Okay. Here we go. All right. Oh, this is the money one. Did everybody write down their stuff for the last one?
Yes.
Okay. So now that we've picked these new hobbies that you guys are going to go home and be like, Mom, buy me all the yarn and the crochet hooks. I am ready to get started. Did everybody pick crochet? Come on now. No, I'm just kidding.
You can buy your own.
My mom already has all.
That's true, too. I like how you think. Okay. So here's our next spot. Okay. These things can start changing our world in a little bit. We're going to talk about the money making at the very beginning of it. Then we're going to move into some of the service elements and different things like that. Here's some ideas of how some of these hobbies can make you a little dough on the side, okay? So graphic design, you could create logos, flyers, social media graphics for small businesses. Now, don't expect your little tiny to walk in to one of these businesses and they just like, oh, they're a kid, I'll hire them. What do you got to do? Put yourself a portfolio together, right? Make yourself irresistible. Right? So you got to work at it. Content creation. Start a YouTube channel, TikTok, or blog, which can lead to revenue and sponsorships. Make sure your parents are okay with it. Okay? All right? Homemade crafts. Sell items like candles, jewelry, soap, or custom clothing on Etsy or at local markets.
My mom saw a video and she was like, that's a really cool business idea. This woman, she's got, like, really loves cross stitching.
Yeah.
And so she buys, like, mesh office chairs. Uh-huh. And she orders, like,
really? It makes them like really, I see people do that stuff like with rugs and different things. Like they make them like one of a kind.
Yeah, like she just, uh-huh. She literally just buys really cheap office chairs.
But makes them just beautiful.
And then she like just stitches up. Like she did a really
cool
video.
I love it. Yeah, you can take your talents and do anything with them.
So this isn't really like for business, but my mom made me a little doll backpack crocheted.
Yeah. I love it. That's awesome. It's so good. Okay. Photography. Offer services for family portraits, events, or sell stock photos online. You know what one is? I was looking at it the other day. I had school pictures taken for my kids. Like they were out in this beautiful little thing. I only had 4 kids then. Now I have 6. And the youngest one is 5. It's been a long time. What if you offered school pictures for homeschooled kids? If you're good at, you got to make it good. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying there's a lot there. Writing, freelance for websites or blogs, provide articles. In some cases, product reviews. Start your own like little newsletter, you know? What's happening in Pocatello? I don't care what it is, okay? There's a ton of things you could do. Service-based. You could pet sit, dog walking. I saw a guy the other day on Instagram who literally goes and picks up like 50 dogs, puts them in the back of his van. It wasn't 50, it was like 20, but it looked like 50. And he takes them to go play in the woods all day long, and then he brings them back to their owners after they're done with work. He quit his other job because he made so much money. It's crazy. You have no idea. Okay, tutoring. Help younger students or peers with school subjects. That's something you could do. Lawn care, landscaping, mow lawns, trim bushes. Okay, car detailing. Clean and detail cars for neighbors. Babysitting, look after children for families in the community. Okay, here goes another one. Reselling and tech, flipping items, buy low, sell high. Okay, social media management, manage social media accounts for local businesses. You guys, this is your niche, right? You guys are teens. You can do whatever you want with the social media stuff, right? Huh? It's true. Selling digital products, create and sell templates, guides, or digital art. Okay, benefits of all these hobbies. Okay, and then we're going to talk about some other stuff, but discover your passions, develop skills, meet new people, and become more interesting. Okay, you guys know I did the dating class last year, right? Anybody? Yeah? Uh-huh. So, has that been successful? Anybody? More dates? More nice dates? Anybody? Pretty good? No? Do we have to have a dating 102?
Yes.
Okay, I know. I've got more content for that one, too, the more advanced dating. But anyways, this is the one thing. I prod my kids about it all the time. I'm like, you have to become an interesting person. You have to be, right? So this is dating 101 and a half, okay? If you get on a date and you have nothing, like if I walked up and I said, Levi, how's it going? You're so cute. Levi, what do you do? And you're like,
I don't really do anything. I just sit at home and I look at my phone and watch other people's lives.
And I would say, I'm sorry, Levi. Thanks for the cold stone. I'm out. Right? Okay, let's do it a different way. Are you ready? Okay, are you ready? Can you be kicked on? Hey, what's your name? Thomas. Hey, Thomas, how's it going? What are you into?
Like, what
are we? Yeah. We're on a date.
Tumbling?
Wait, whoa.
Are you going to make her ask you all the questions?
I don't know.
I'm going to go to an older boy. William, can I pick on you? Can I pick on you, William? Are we on a date now? We're on a date. Okay, William. Hey, thanks for taking me out. What do you do?
I take care of animals.
Animals? What kind of animals? Don't make me ask questions.
I take care of
Come on, William.
I take care of sheep, goats, chickens, rabbits.
Which one's your favorite?
Either the sheep or goats.
Yeah? Okay. See, he becomes more interesting. Maybe I like the sheep. Okay? All right? Okay? Let's do one more. You ready? I'm not on a date with you, but we're gonna have another guy over here, okay? He's over here. Hey, you're so cute. I love your outfit. What do you do?
Oh, I do actually quite a bit. I act. I love to act. I've been in plays. I've been in a few little commercials here and there. It's one of my absolute favorite things, hobbies, talents, and skills.
Oh, our next date, we're going to go to the secret garden. I'm just kidding. Okay, that's a show she was in, just so you know. Okay, anyways, but you have things to talk about. You become more interesting. You can relate with other people who have things going on. Does that make sense? Have you guys ever been in a friend relationship or a date relationship where you're like, this is boring?
Yes.
I can see it all over you guys' faces. You don't even have to answer me. You've been in that situation where you're like, why don't they have anything to talk about? Right? Okay? Fill yourself with good things so that you're not that person to someone else. All right? We all have our days, though. Okay? All right. Build self-esteem. Fill a sense of achievement. Manage time. Find out who you are. Okay? Regulate your emotions. When you build skills and hobbies, time and patience is a must. Right? You hit those walls. How to deal? Do you ever get angry when you're building hobbies? Angry? Okay. Then you guys haven't done woodworking, yeah? Have you ever hit your hand with a hammer? You got to learn how to deal with it real fast, don't you? Okay. Ups and downs. Handle adversity. Learn how to fail and rise above it. Learn the value of hard work. All of these things are preparing you for real life, right? Okay. All right. Here you go. Okay, I'm gonna play these ones. All right, here we go.
There's a problem.
What is it? Oh, no. Every time I touch this. Okay, here we go.
That's all God's asking.
Oh, no. Maybe. There we go. Okay, ready? Is it still up there?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys just tell me if it doesn't work.
That's all God's asking. Here's your gifts. Here's your talents. Let's use them to help other people. Let's use them to change the world.
Change the world.
I hope you will rededicate, if you haven't recently, your skills and your talents, the gifts that God has given you, back to Him. Return them back to Him and watch what He does with your life.
Okay. Did you guys hear it? Okay. And so what did he say?
Change the world.
Change the world. You've been given all these gifts from God, right? And he wants you to use those talents to change the world, right? Here's another one. Ready? Oh, my goodness.
A major lesson that comes from the book of Nehemiah is that if every person does their part, God can do incredible things through his people. Let me say that again, is that if every person does their part, then God can do incredible things through his people. So when it comes to this city, when it comes to this community, the problems that we're up against can seem daunting at times. It can seem impossible. It can seem like we'll never make a dent, we'll never make a difference. But I'll say it again, that if every person does their part, then God can do incredible things through his people. And so the question I'll ask you this morning is, are you doing your part?
Okay, are you doing your part? Okay, so the last part is, every passion becomes powerful when it helps someone else, right? So ask yourself this question. Who could this help? What problem does this solve? What do people complain about that you enjoy fixing? Okay, next one. You don't need to change the whole world, just one person at a time. You can change your world. So pick one small expression of your talent or hobby. Teach it, create it, share it, perform it, sell it, use it to serve. Okay? Also, you're going to fail a lot. Okay? If it doesn't work, you haven't failed. You haven't gained, you've only gained data. Okay? It's only failure if you don't learn and grow and try again. Okay? So improve as you go. Ask for feedback. Learn from others. Stay curious and don't get quiet just because it's awkward at first. Don't quit because it's just awkward at first. Every expert started by failing at something. Okay. All right. We are, my thing is not working. I don't know why it's not working. But I'm going to open it up for the last 5 minutes for any questions that you guys have for me. What do you got? Tell me. Or ideas that have bubbled out. Oh. You got one? No?
No, I thought of one earlier, but I don't remember what it was, but I'm only thinking it
out loud. Oh, that's okay. Think it out loud. No, not yet.
So I've been working to fill my life with hobbies and
yes.
projects and talents and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So if I want to try new ones, does that mean I have to discard old ones?
So, okay, that's a great question. Okay, did you guys all hear what he said? I've been working to fill my life with all of these awesome things. If I'm going to start a new one, does that mean I have to get rid of an old one? Okay? What do we have that's finite? Do you know what finite means? It means we only have so much of it, right? Okay? Time, right? We only have so much time. So as you get really good at some hobbies, if you're like, it doesn't interest me as much anymore, then we go to another one, right? So you will have to sometimes put other ones on the back burner. Uh-huh.
I remember what it was. So for me, when it comes to like choosing something to do, I get really overwhelmed.
Yeah.
There's so much I could do.
Oh, I know.
So what do you do to like help narrow it down?
Okay, awesome question. Ask those people that love you.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to say this hobby is not for me, but not because you hit the wall, but because you're like, and you know what? I pray about it. So, okay, I'm gonna go off of this for just 1 second. Ready? I am an extremely talented individual, okay? When people ask me what I do, it's usually not, that's not the question they ask me. Like, what do you do? They say, Brian, what can't you do? That's the question I get, okay? And so because of that, I don't have enough time to do even a little bit of everything that I want to. Does anybody else have that problem? Yeah, you got that? So I have to pray about it. And I have to say, hey, Heavenly Father, I don't see the end. I don't see where you want me to go. I don't know which one do you want me to pursue more, right? Just 5 years ago, I got a prompting that I was like, you need to work on your writing because I've got some fun stuff for you. I don't know what it was. I still don't know all of the pieces, but I started working on it, right? Okay? So sometimes you just got to say, I love so many things. It's such a great problem to have. Okay? And I'm going to leave you guys with this because we're out of time. But I want to say to you that if you use your time wisely, you build yourself, you build your talents. I know that I've seen it in my life that God will use you to bless countless lives, okay? And the more hobbies and talents you build, the more you can make an impact, okay? You can make an impact with individuals. You can make an impact in your family. You can make an impact in your community, okay? So I'm going to end with this story. I was supposed to bring it, and I totally forgot on my way out today, but I just directed the Little Mermaid play in my community, okay? I don't know, okay? It was so much fun. We had 100 people on our cast and crew, 100, okay? We almost sold out every single night, okay?
And we actually have a star in our midst tonight, Chef Louis, right over there, that guy right there. Uh-huh. You guys, he was so good at Chef Louis, so good that people, I literally had to take all of the cast out behind the people, the audience watching, so that everybody could come and watch his scene because it was so good, okay? It was amazing. But afterwards, him and his family gave, look, I have it on right here. I have this awesome, like, Little Mermaid charm bracelet that I have, okay? They gave me this card, and the card had all of these things on it. It had a word on it, and it said something underneath it. So the word was something that I was good at. And then it would say how I used that to bless people's lives in the show. Do you know that it's going to get framed and go on my wall someday? It was the most sincere thing. But I use that to illustrate. I use it to illustrate that you will bless countless people's lives in ways that you had never even imagined. Okay? It doesn't have to be soccer. It doesn't have to be crocheting. It doesn't have to be hiking or whatever. It can be whatever you think in your life, you can use it for good. Okay? A lot of the things on that list were management things. Like, you're always punctual, right? You're always really professional. You treat people like you always uplift them, right? A lot of them were character qualities. So not just the things that you can see on the outside, but are you guys building the stuff inside that can make you really successful at those hobbies, okay? All right, I know that's a lot of information, but I want you guys to go out and I want you to change your world. And someday when you look back, I want you to say, I went to Brianne Duffin's class. And look at me. I am crazy talented because I took her advice. And I developed all these talents, all these skills. And my world is better because I'm in it. Can you guys do that for me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you inspired?
Yeah.
How inspired?
So inspired.
That one wasn't as good as the second one. You got to give me a big... Go out and change your world, you guys. You did amazing. Go and do. See you later.